Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Get cash fast when you need it. It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. You're listening to a freaking encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
It's a big second hour in the Freak Nation. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Speed Freaks on Twitter, Speed Freaks on Facebook, and SpeedFreaks.tv for, of course, your website. Miss any of the show, you go to the website, SpeedFreaks.tv. Last hour, Alexis DeJoria joined us. We'll have her interview up on the website at speedfreaks.tv for you tomorrow morning. It's great stories in there. Her venturing out to her first MotoGP race there in Austin. Of course, she's your Funny Car winner from Las Vegas, married to Jesse James, getting set for four wide nationals in Charlotte in 2 weeks. Had a little discussion in regards to Phil Robertson and the idiocy that he decided to drop out as the designated pastor or invocation provider. I have no idea what kind of English that was I just said, but I just used it. I have no idea. Phil Robertson, of course, from Duck Dynasty, the Duck Commander 500. That was a sponsor of the race. I think they've been sponsors of a race or two there at Texas Motor Speedway for 4 or 5 years now. I'm not sure. But seeing him up there with that invocation was just like, holy smokes.
All right, Texas. We got here via Bibles and guns.
Yeah. That's the voice. That's the man that you want representing a sport that has had its nuts kicked for years and years about being a redneck, racist sport. You want that guy to be up there representing you? That's the guy you want? With Duck Dynasty? First-degree bigot? And first-degree other things I can't say on your radio station right now? That's the guy you want? Again, I love Texas Motor Speedway. We got some great friends that work there. Eddie Gossage, one of the greatest promoters in the history of mankind. The dude knows more to do with what to do with controversy, whether it's Danica Patrick or Dale Earnhardt or Tony Stewart or Kurt Busch or Kyle Busch. The guy can sell thousands of tickets on controversy, but this is just something that just reeks. I didn't see the majority of the race last night. I was at a Diamondbacks game with my family, got home, saw the last 60 laps, and, oh, okay, it's all right. Martin Truex should have won the damn thing. Kyle Busch does go out and win it, but damn it. Went back and watched some of the beginning this morning and watched this invocation from Phil Robertson.
All right, Texas. We got here via Bibles and guns. I'm fixed to pray to the one who made that possible. Father, thank you for founding our nation. I pray, Father, that we don't forget who brought us, you. Our faith in the blood of Jesus and his resurrection. Help us, Father, to get back to that. Help us, dear God, understand that the men and women on my right of the U.S. military, on my right and on my left, our faith in you and the U.S. military is the reason we're still here. I pray, Father, we put a Jesus man in the White House. Help us do that and help us all to repent, to do what's right, to love you more, and to love each other.
Enough.
I pray, Father, we put a Jesus man in the White House. Help us do that.
He's right when he said love more and love each other, unfortunately, he doesn't practice what he preaches on that part.
There are many people out there that agree with what he say. There's many people out there that agrees with what he says. There's many people out there that agrees with a portion of the things that he says, but they're... When you've got a registered bigot such as that guy spewing madness, let's put a Christian man in the White House. Is he saying that Barack Obama's not a Christian?
He's one of those guys that thinks that way.
Does it matter?
Right, exactly.
Does your religion come first prior to you running the country?
Yeah, what was that stat was just talking about? Separation of
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to. That's why they made that the first amendment. If you understand history, when they wrote the Constitution, there was a big argument about what should be law and what should be amendment, and that's why they put freedom of religion and the press in the First Amendment. That was part of the major argument when they wrote the document. And so it's evolved through the years now, especially in the last 20, that it's become a litmus test for whoever's going to be in the White House, that you have to be a Christian. And if you're not, then at least you if you don't profess it, then you aren't an American. And that's what they tried to avoid 250 years ago when they put this whole thing together.
Now, Kenny, you're getting called out on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Sean says, so calling Duck Dynasty family bigots and a-holes is okay? Isn't this the pot calling the kettle black?
Do I really want to go there?
Yes.
When you have such racist attitudes and bigotry intertwined as part of your makeup, like that gentleman there has the right to have his views on gays, homosexuals, lesbians, transgender, I have my right to spew the similar madness to people that are very divisive. Absolutely.
Even more than that, Kenny, if they're going to say, all right, let's look at the teachings of Jesus, and one of the parables of the Samaritan who stopped to help the guy on the road, you got to understand the racism against the people of Samaria at the time, and to say that for him to point this guy out as the one who would help, that was a part of the argument. The woman at the well was another story about how that is supposed to be taken out of your religion. And to put that all back in, the racism, the discrimination, to put all of that back into the religion is contrary to everything that is supposed to be there. If they don't understand that, they need to go back and read the Bible. The real Bible instead of the NRA Bible, and learn what you're talking about. That's what's so frustrating.
Yeah.
Is they don't have any idea what they're saying.
Selective reading and selected beliefs in the New and Old Testament. That's what many folk are, Statman.
Absolutely, and you could see in the face of those military people that they're sitting there looking at this guy who's probably never been on a battlefield, who's probably never, you know, I would bet that if he had to be in a trench at taking artillery, he would learn how to pray for sure. He would get all involved in getting a Christian man in the White House. He would say, get me out of this. I don't care who you are. Get me out of this. I don't know, the whole thing was just repulsive.
Anytime someone is discriminatory against any part of race, religion, sexual preference, I just can't stand it. 30 years ago, when I was a young...
No tolerance for intolerance, basically.
When I was a young douchebag, I had discriminatory thoughts and discriminatory attitudes towards sectors on this planet. But again, my only excuse is that I was young and stupid. Now, at my age, what an idiot I was. And I get mad at myself thinking of some of the things that I thought, some of the things that I did.
But you grow.
Yeah, you do.
You
yeah.
learn from your mistakes, and it's something that people like Phil Robertson has not done.
Yeah. And again, we could spend a week on this madness. But again, I'm just a little disappointed at TMS for allowing Phil Robertson to come up there and spew such madness. Again, I know they're paying you all kinds of crazy cake to sponsor the race, but wow. Man, could go on and on. The biggest choke job in motorsports for you, Freak Nation, what could it be? Because today, Jordan Spieth clocks a set. Jordan Spieth was on his way to winning his second Masters in a row. His front nine, dude, was 7-under. And then just imploded the back nine. Cards bogey, double bogey. And gives the green jacket away to a foreigner. That man, what the hell's going on? We're giving away a finely tuned green jacket of an American born and bred tournament. They're in Augusta to a foreigner? What's going on? We shouldn't allow that here with guns and Bibles settling this country.
Yeah, they ought to put a pistol in the inside jacket. Put a pistol in one pocket and a Bible in the other pocket. That's America.
Not enough American drivers in IndyCar. We need more Americans.
I read a story today about the American Formula One team, Haas Automation, Haas F1, and less than 30% of the people on the crew and the staff are American. They got an Italian chassis and engine and transmission. Most of the suspension is Italian. And, the people come from all over the place. But that's an American team. It's not even red, white, and blue on the team colors. Stunning. Funny how that works.
Statman, Haas. Isn't that German? Haas, that's German. That's not a damn American team. We ought to shoot them guys. Bible and country.
Quack, quack.
Biggest choke job that you can recall in your career of covering motorsports, Statman, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What's top on your list for the biggest choke job in motorsports? Because Jordan Spieth just choked away his second Masters.
Well, I don't know if it's that. Well, the first thing you have to say is J.R. Hildebrand losing the Indy 500 on the last turn. But there are choke. But it comes to mind that
I'm losing Statman amongst the conversation. Statman is giving his point on what's the biggest choke job in motorsports for Statman. I'm sure we'll reconnect with him. Crasher, she's over there. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. What is your biggest choke job in motorsports? Me, it's like, that's so true. J.R. Hildebrand is the first thing that comes to mind. J.R. Hildebrand on the last lap, the last turn, this guy rams it into turn four, rams it into the wall. Bam, done. I mean, doesn't just tag the wall. He destroys the car. J.R. Hildebrand going on to win arguably the biggest race on the planet. Done. And not necessarily a choke job, but in drag racing, for me, it had to be Doug Coletta, when he had the Top Fuel Championship all but wrapped up at Pomona 3 or 4 years ago. And Tony Schumacher, who's won himself his share of Top Fuel Championships, all he had to do was win the race, and then, of course, set a record at Pomona, back it up. Doug Coletta certainly could have won the race if he would have, won the championship if he won that final race at Pomona. Nope, he doesn't win it. What does Tony Schumacher do? He goes out and wins the race and backs up his track time and wins the championship. Crasher, what about Carl Edwards and Tony Stewart? Where Carl Edwards has the lead in NASCAR, and then they end up tying for the championship, and Tony Stewart wins that NASCAR Sprint Cup championship.
I don't necessarily consider that a choke job on Carl Edwards. Tony Stewart just had the upper hand in that championship, and it's, cream rises to the top. Iceman prevails, and that's what Tony Stewart did. It's just interesting, though, putting this motorsports choke job out on Facebook and Twitter, and the responses that I've been getting from people are just legendous. I did not realize that Mark Martin, Bristol, 94, a Busch Series race, he was leading under yellow and pulled into the pits thinking that the white flag was the checkered flag, basically handing the win to David Green.
Oh.
Now that's a choke job. And there's victory set. People have been posting on my Facebook page, of course, Crash Gladys on Facebook. Victory celebrations. I like this one. Nigel Mansell waving to the crowd with the 1991 Canadian GP. Of course, we're talking about Formula One. That race, well in hand, only to accidentally flip the kill switch at the hairpin.
Oh.
Thus leaving Nelson Piquet to take his last win in the Benetton. That's a choke job.
We had if you mentioned this, we had a little technical problem on my end. But there was Juan Montoya at Indy when he was leading with, less than a dozen laps to go, and he gets caught speeding in victory lane.
Pit lane?
Yeah, in pit lane, yeah. I mean, that was a dumb mistake or a choke job.
And that was when he was in stock cars. So that was when he was leading Indianapolis in a NASCAR.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, just it's there's a lot of people chiming in. Kenny, I heard you mention, because I had a technical issue on my end as well. We're having a great night tonight, aren't we? I heard you mention something about Hildebrand. Here's an interesting perspective on Hildebrand, because a lot of people have weighed in on my Facebook page saying that Hildebrand's crash on the last corner of the last lap of the 2011 Indy 500 was a choke job. But Dean chimed in saying BS on Hildebrand. He still has a ride with Ed Carpenter, by the way. Way too many internet bench racers calling that 2011 crash at Indy a choke job. He was trying to pass Charlie Kimball, and Charlie Kimball had a crippled car that was in the racing line, and we can't forget Dan Weldon was gaining fast. Let's also remember Panther Racing was kind of a cluster of a team, so JR bouncing back on any of the RC events to redeem himself was a tall order. So kind of some mixed reviews on whether or not Hildebrand's crash at the last corner of the last lap at 2011 Indy 500 was a choke job or not.
What about Roberto Guerrero?
We're not even to the first lap. We're talking about the warm-up lap, the parade lap, and Roberto Guerrero warming up the tires in 1992 because it's frickin' freezing outside for that Indy 500. And yes, goes off track, doesn't even get to start the race. Oh, by the way, he was on the pole, too. That's embarrassing. Yeah, that's a choke job. And then there's a couple people who have chimed in. Well, I guess their names are public on social media anyway. Bryce is one of them, saying, Tony George forming the IRL. It choked the life out of open wheel racing in America and has yet to recover. And I received another message saying that that was not just a choke job, it was $500 million worth of a choke job.
I don't know if I buy that. I agree adamantly with what he did, but he made a business decision, and some people benefited from it, some didn't, but it was a business decision. It's not a choke job to make a business decision that benefits you.
You know, here's another one. Colin Fleming on my Facebook page says, Monte Carlo and F3000 race where Bjorn Werdum pre-celebrated before the finish line. Now, we've seen this in running events, track and field events, where you celebrate before you actually cut the ribbon and go across the finish line. Besides that F3000 race, have you seen that? I don't think we've seen it in NASCAR, have we? I mean, with the exception of Mark Martin pulling in a lap early. But have we seen drivers celebrate before actually taking the checkered flag and then, oops, sorry, you got passed?
Nothing comes to mind for me, but again, when you think of the choke job, it's tough for me to get past Hildebrand. It's tough for me to get past that.
So you still consider that, even though Charlie Kimball's messed up car was in the racing line?
It's part of racing. You got to adjust to it, I mean.
Exactly. I mean, you're 1,000% right, Kenny. You would like to believe that your Indy 500 winner can drive around a guy who's in the way. That's part of racing.
Coming up in just a bit, you have Jerry Dixon, one of the founding members of Warrant. I caught up with him last week. Millions of records later, these dudes are still touring. They opened up for Social Distortion in Phoenix. I caught up with Jerry Dixon, and also in moments, your Statman Scat. Still some news out there in regards to drifting. Statman Scat's got it in his scat. Also, not much motorsports coming up. Jerry Dixon with Warrant coming up in Speed Freaks Pits.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
I had several conversations with Formula Drift officials and drivers last week. I found myself lodging the opinion that the sport needs some new winners or new names in the headlines. I believe that in all racing, the entertainment value is diminished when the same people win every event. Where's the drama in that? Well, I got my wish in the Formula D opener this weekend in Long Beach. A really cool guy who used to work at television production won in constant rain on super slippery streets. Chelsea DeNofa used to deliver pizzas before he turned the car into a drift machine. He's been competing for 5 years in the season opener at Long Beach before getting this win. Can he keep winning? Well, that's not really important, is it? He won Saturday and beat three former champions on his way to the victory. In short, it wasn't a fluke. The rain did equalize things, but maybe Chelsea's experience getting your pizza there in 30 minutes or less in any kind of weather gave him a head start on the other guys who just worried about their sponsors and their spotlight and little else. Peace.
Sports Radio, redefined. Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Nature's corn. A renewable resource that feeds the planet and creates ethanol. But gasoline enhanced with ethanol can separate while sitting, causing corrosive deposits from moisture to form in your engine's vital systems. Lucas Oil Safeguard is uniquely formulated to protect and clean your engine's fuel system against the negative effects of ethanol while improving performance. Whether used in your automobile, boat, or RV, be engine safe with Lucas Oil Safeguard.
Look, we all mess up, whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what Loan Mart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LOAN-MART can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. 1-800-LOAN-MART.
1-800-LOAN-MART.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTee.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTee. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at racetalkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
08.
You know, Crasher, coming up, Jerry Dixon from Warrant's going to be joining us in here, but Crasher, I've said this before where guys like Jim Rome and other national sports radio hosts have cracked on NASCAR for years, calling it neck car, but the last 10 years or so as NASCAR has, well, it started gaining popularity, you can't go a week without hearing a driver on these national shows. But along with that, you're going to hear, I think you're spot on, you're going to hear it this week, whether it's national or local, talk about Phil Robertson and his invocation prior to the Texas Motor Speedway Duck Commander 500.
It was headlines on FoxSports.com. It was headlines on Deadspin. It was headline on Barstool Sports. It's going to be in the conversation on stick and ball shows tomorrow without question.
Freak Nation, 2 days ago, I caught up with Jerry Dixon. Jerry Dixon, of course, is one of the founding members, guitar player with Warrant. They were playing in Phoenix, opening up for Soulstra Distortion. Warrant sold millions and millions of records. Of course, one of the heavy hitters when it came to hair metal. Cherry Pie, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Heaven, you can go on and on with the hits. Janie Lane passed away in 2011. He wasn't with the band at the time. Lead singer Janie Lane, I believe, passed away in a hotel just in San Fernando Valley, I think that's what it was, in 2011, OD'd, something of that nature. He had major demons. But I talked to Jerry Dixon about that. And I also talked to him about Brad Ziegler, who's the closer for the Diamondbacks, and really about how they get up or they get down prior to walking on stage, how other athletes get up for their events, per se. But really, when it came to Jerry Dixon of Warrant, just, I mean, how does he get up for an event? How do you – what's the comparisons that you have that maybe athletes in general have in regards to you getting up and down? But more importantly, what do you think Brad Ziegler's favorite Warrant song is, Jerry Dixon?
Don't say Cherry Pie.
It's not.
hopefully it's Uncle Tom's Cabin.
It's not.
Down Boys?
No, it's not.
Wow.
I know. No. Heaven is his
heaven.
Heaven is his number one song.
He's got a little tender side to him, huh?
He bought this double DVD set, and I think it came out maybe 10 years ago, where it has all these power ballads on it. Do you remember what the hell that was?
Everything starts with, like, Big Hair. Big Hair 80s, Big Hair this, Big Hair that. It was probably one of those compilations.
Jerry Dixon with Warrant joining the Freaks. One of the things we talk to him about is something I talk to musicians about, is how they get up for a show, how he gets up for to go out there and pitch for the Diamondbacks to close the game, things of that nature. Do you listen to music prior to you going on stage? Do you warm up? What do you do?
Not really. You know, we tend to, like, try and keep the day just quiet. And,
right.
You know, like, we get picked up and dropped off, and everyone's got the stereos on in the car. We're like, turn it off. You know, just let the ears rest. Mainly, you know, just chill out, you know, try and eat a good dinner. The main thing is, like, eating, you know, like, so you're not going to throw up on stage. Like, what time?
But you go back 15, 20 years, Jerry. That wasn't your M.O. at the time. It wasn't about eating right.
No, we would wake up at, like, probably, like, 3 and then eat, like, around 4 and then start drinking, like, at 5 and just go all night, every night.
What was the catalyst that said, you know what, we got to stop this S right now. We got to get back in line of really taking care of our bodies.
You know what? We don't enough. You know, you try, but you try. It just hurts more. You know that. That's the only – if they had a hangover pill, it'd be business as usual.
Yeah, it's like I hit 35 and the hangover's
just – That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
The drinking part we had no problem with.
No, drinking's cool, but it's that next day.
Yeah. It's like, did I get hit by a bus? Or, you know?
Do you guys find that you still have that friendly competition between bandmates, who can drink more, who can rage all night, who can get up earlier?
It just depends. Yeah, everyone's got their nights, you know? Like, some nights I'll be like, let's go. And everyone's like, oh, dude, we got hammered last night. I'm like, oh, man, you know, everybody just does their own thing. Yeah.
But you're out in front of all these bikers for Bike Week, Arizona Bike Week. And again, I remember back in the day where bands would walk off stage and have to, or felt as if they had to be a part of that crowd and rage like those guys are doing in front of them.
Yeah. We used to do, Sturgis and be up there for a week. We'd just bring a bus up and woo. So, yeah, we kind of grew up with bikes and Harleys and shows. It just kind of goes hand in hand,
What is it about bands from the 90s that, again, I was there for the highs of hair metal and hardcore and all that, and then you go down through the lows and you come back out and you're doing this type circuit. It's not about money for you guys now. Is it still about getting in front of the fans and doing your thing?
The hardest thing with any career is just to sustain it. I mean, we're definitely not getting rich, but mm-hmm. we're also not working day jobs. So, you just want to be able to do what you like to do. This is what we've always done. I mean, I've been in Warrant since I was 16. Mm. So, we've watched it go up and down and up and down and up and down. And, I think now it's kind of come full circle where it's never going to be big, but it's never going to be back where it was like 10 years ago in clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like we've leveled off right in the middle. And, you just try and sustain, keep away from having to go to work, really. Play music and make a living at it.
You guys were on 10 years ago on Speed Freaks, and Janie hadn't passed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, when I talk to bandmates, when you lose a bandmate or a friend, I don't know what your relationship was at the time, how does that settle in when you lost Janie Lane?
It was something, we weren't surprised because there was a lot of damage leading up to that. And, and he hadn't been in the band for, I think, about 2.5-3 years. And then before that, we had tried to get back together with him, and he just had the demons with him, man. He just couldn't, he tried to, just when people are sick like that, like a lot of people try and blame them, like, just go sing. It's not like that. It's a sick, it's an illness. It's just a craving, and he just could not kick it. And, and it's in a rock band, that's what we got paid to do, to drink. And, for 20 years it was cool, but then when it finally kicks into that point where it's a problem and then it starts affecting shows and, but it's really weird, to think, wow, that happened to us. Like, I would have never guessed that in the beginning,
Because you've been in rock and roll long enough, you got Janis Joplin or Jim Morrison. I mean, you go on and on, and then all of a sudden, damn, this is my former lead singer.
Yeah. And, now I get those people dying, too. I think it's, when you're an artist, it sometimes it torments your soul. It does, it's not something you just turn it off and turn it on. When you're writing songs and you're creating stuff, sometimes at night, when you're by yourself, it doesn't go away. You're like, I gotta strive for this and strive for that, and you're always thinking, and that can be maddening. Sometimes you just go, God, I wish I worked, at the post office and got off at 5 and just could, turn shit off in my head for a minute. But it's a bummer. He's a talented dude.
But again, yourself, Eric Turner, the original members of Warrant, why wasn't it one of you guys that had those demons?
Well, I think we all do,
uh-huh.
I know I do, and I got to really, watch myself. I go to meetings, and
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I still drink, but I drink, now I drink at home mainly. That was my solution. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, just, you go home and you can just relax. And, but, everybody, I think a lot of it should do with your genetics, your body.
Yeah.
Some people can drink and party and not have it affect them.
Look at athletes, same way.
Get up and go, jogging and, like certain of us can't turn it off. I can't stop. Like if I have a beer, I better have at least 12 ready,
Because it's that high. You're so right. You're out you're in front of 40,000 people on stage at Sturgis, and then you've got pitchers that are in front of, you know, 40, 50,000 people at that high. You come off that stage, you come off that mound, it's like, okay,
yeah,
what's next?
Yeah, and then you get home and you're just an asshole, you know. They're like, the washer's broken, you know, this is broken, you got to fix this, can you go to the store? And you're just like, okay, yeah, you got to, you know, people at home, you know, after a while, they don't really, I mean, they care what you do, but, you know, and then you got to find that line where it's like, all right, you know, you're just a person, and you got to be able to come back down and go up and down, and so it's a trip, you know?
So for you, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? When do you finally hang your...
I know a lot of people bullshit about this, but I think, like, right now, this is we're so happy. It's just, you know, the spot where it's come back up and people kind of accepted Warren. And they've accepted other bands that have members pass away or quit. And it's a time where it's just about the music and people want to hear... You know, Rat, they want to hear Warrant, they want to hear, you know, they just want to hear those songs in any formation. And that's cool. And, you know, there's so many casinos now, and there's so many bike events and things that we're just, you know, we do probably 60 shows a year. And it's cool, man.
Jerry Dixon, founding member of Warrant, joining the Freaks of Fox Sports 910. Man, thanks for doing this. I hope you enjoyed the hospitality here in Phoenix. The weather is damn near perfect for
you. Unbelievable.
Right?
Our singer lives here. I went to his house to write yesterday, so I was here all day yesterday. We went up to Canyon Creek.
You've got Cave Creek.
Cave Creek.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we went up. Hey, that was awesome, Creek Canyon.
Something like that. Did you go up there to write or just to...
No, we went at lunch, you know, took a little break. But it's awesome out here.
Nice. Well, Dixon, thanks for doing this, man. Good luck to you for those 60 dates a year, Holmes.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to hang in there, baby. Trying to pitch strikes.
Oh, yeah, heavy metal ballads in the Freak Nation.
Hair bands.
Yeah.
Ah, the 80s.
It's greatness. Oh, yeah.
Has that show aired on CNN yet, the 80s? I think it has, and I've missed it. I meant to set the DVR for it, but...
I believe it has. Yeah.
I would love to see what they, or how they depicted the greatest decade known as the 80s.
Speaking of music stars, rock stars, pop stars... Pop star dies after being bitten by a legit cobra. Yes. It's coming up. Speed Freaks, Not Much Motorsports. Lucas Oil Studios and Speed Freaks Pits.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Did you know today's engine technology requires a more consistent oil pressure for maximum performance? Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer is a brand new product designed to stand up to high RPMs and temperatures of today's new car engines, raise and stabilize oil pressure for smoother idling and improved performance, reduce engine noise, and provide maximum protection. Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer, light enough for an import, tough enough for a semi.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Look, we all mess up. Whether it's getting behind on your bills, wrecking your credit, or you have an accident, and now you're looking for some help. You know that second chance? That's what Loan Mart does. They help people get that second chance by using the value of their paid-off or almost paid-off vehicle. So if you're in need of some fast cash, 1-800-LOAN-MART can get you $2,600 to $50,000 today, regardless of your credit score. And the best part, you get to keep and drive your car. Get your fresh start at Loan Mart. 1-800-LOAN-MART.
1-800-LOAN-MART.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTee.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTee. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTee.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTee. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
edition of Speed Freaks is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. You log on to lucasoil.com to find the right lube for your ride, your gun, your boat, and then some at lucasoil.com. Look, man, freedom of speech, I'm all about it. But if you're going to spew it, you better be able to take it. And Kelly Earnhardt dropped a tweet out there in regards to, I think, the most, she said something to the nature of most honest prayer ever, something of that nature, and she's getting lambasted by a number of people. But hey, man, you wear your opinion on your sleeve like Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty does. Just be prepared to get your ass kicked, at least verbally, by those who don't believe in bigotry, don't believe in discrimination. We got men and women running for office that spew damn near the same thing. So, yeah, it's going to pick up some steam this week. Sports Talk Radio. Statman, do you have this Cure album?
I had it, but my the iPod got full, and during one of the backups, it disappeared.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
I still enjoy that sound effects. It's been around for what? How long have we been using that sound effects, Crasher?
Ooh. Well, it's got AJ Allmendinger's wicked laugh in there from, what is that, circa 2008?
I don't know. It's greatness.
It's a while, yeah. And the whole Stan in there, Triple F, I should say, talking Elio or Helio.
Helio or Elio.
That came from Elio being on Dancing with the Stars, so that was 2006. So, yeah, it's mid-2000s.
All right, so Crasher, I would enjoy if you put this up on Twitter, but the link to this, because it actually shows the snake bite. It's kind of fuzzy. Indonesian pop singer Irma Buell died this week after being bitten by a snake used on stage as a prop during a live performance on Sunday. What's that stat?
Oh, Irma?
Yeah. You got all her pop records.
Why would you use a cobra as a prop? Come on.
The accident happened in the middle of a second song when Irma stepped on the snake's tail. The snake then bit Irma on the thigh. Now, here's where it gets kind of like, what the F? Witnesses at the gig in Kerang, West Java, said Buell did not initially seem too affected by the bite, and she apparently refused an antidote from the snake handler. Chick went on to dance and boogie for 45 minutes. The performance was abandoned as Buell started vomiting and collapsed and just crapped the bed there on stage.
You're kidding.
No.
So, oh my. So the entire audience witnessed this death.
This is evidently something
could have been avoidable.
Something big that's something that a lot of Indian performers do. Oof. These wild ass animals, cobras. They think that she thought this was maybe a boa or something of that nature would have been defanged. No. This dude went full-fledged on her thigh. Give me some of that thigh, baby. Like the women in big old thigh. It was a snake. Crasher, what you got?
That's kind of it's a sad story, but I'm going to make us laugh, hopefully, a little bit. There was a gambling hall, I believe this was in Germany, that wasn't taking any chances with something that they thought was a bomb in a bathroom. An employee of the Spielotech Casino in Halberstadt, Germany, heard ticking and humming noises from a men's bathroom, basically the trash bin in the bathroom. Earlier this week, they called police. Cops evacuated dozens from the casino and adjacent shops. They had to even block off the streets and called in the bomb squad. And that bomb squad eventually found something, well, not so explosive in the trash. It was a penis ring.
Hey, come on, Crash, it's a family. Listen, we have our daughter in the other room, man. What's going on?
She's right here next to me.
What are you doing talking about that with our daughter sitting in there behind you, man?
Well, if that becomes her first word, we'll actually be lucky. Well, her first word, she's been talking forever. If that becomes a common word of hers, we'll actually be lucky. Because there's worse things that have been said around her is what I mean.
I'm
mule is an animal with long, funny ears.
What do you want to say, Stat? What do you want to say, man? His back
is speech.
Well, the cops went on to say they have no idea how a battery-powered sex toy caused so much panic that was in the bathroom. Well, guys, let's connect dots here. We are a motorsports show. This battery-powered sex toy was in a hot spot, a casino in Germany. Ralph Schumacher is one of the largest, at least known to be one of the largest owner to one of the largest selling sex shops in Germany. So, boom, Ralph Schumacher. Connect the dots. Put this penis vibrating toy in the trash bin.
Oh, boy.
There it is.
Oh, wow. There's a connection that you can't make all the time. That sounds like something that Phil Robertson would have connected. Dots he would have connected.
Right.
Trying, you know, all he had to do was put a gun there, and it would have been natural for Phil Robertson.
To swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar.
You know, maybe this is what we need to do. Think about this. And we know, well, at least on the outside, a little bit of not Dean Martin, but Frank Sinatra's history with the mob and Take No Prisoners. Imagine Frank Sinatra and Phil Robertson in the room alone together, Statman.
It wouldn't last long, I would imagine. Well, first of all, he wouldn't allow Frank in there because Frank is connected to, or was allegedly connected to organized crime.
Right, right.
He didn't read a Bible. Mm-hmm. And probably carry a gun because he had other people carry one for him. So he wouldn't have fit into Phil Robertson's world at all.
You know, Phil Robertson back in the early 60s wouldn't have liked John F. Kennedy. Man, we put a damn Catholic in the White House, man. What's going on? I just hope that's the last time I see that dude on my TV. Please. Just do me a favor. Just kick those guys off the air. Just get them off the damn air.
Enough already, son.
I know it. Jeez. Just aggravates me. But it is so refreshing that my nephews who are in their 20s and early 30s, at least outwardly, they don't have a racist, a bigot bone in their body. They embrace them all.
Up to Texas, that's an accomplishment.
See there? There you go, Statman, making all us freaking Texans like we're one freaking happy Phil Robertson.
No, it's not true. Just because people wanted to give me their car to park when I was at a...
Shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Let it loose.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RaceTalkRadio.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Everyone likes a Sunday morning drive, especially when you can try something different. With Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, your car's power steering will perform like new. It stops leaks, noises, and hard spots. Just one bottle of Lucas Stop Leak makes every drive a little more, blessed. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
You're a little late, Doreen.
Tacky.
Got a little sidetracked.
It's granny approved for cars and trucks.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.